It's 10 a.m. in the Rocky Mountains. You found the Sports Guy Mike Show on AM 1300, The Animal.
Do you enjoy talking about your favorite team? Do you just like to talk sports with someone who knows what they're talking about? Well, you come to the right place.
This is the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, right here on AM 1300, The Animal. Talking about your favorite teams, favorite players, newsmakers, and more.
And here's your host, Sports Guy Mike himself, Mike Looper.
Welcome to the Sports Guy Mike Show. As you can tell, I am not Sports Guy Mike. I am Benny Bash, sitting in for Sports Guy Mike. Sports Guy Mike is out sick today. He's got a little bit of the stomach bug, so hopefully he gets better and gets better really, really soon, because we got another show tonight. We got the Goodfellas of Football from 6 to 8 tonight, right after the football game. So be sure and check that show out as well. But in studio right now, we got Chris Richardson hitting the buttons. How you doing, Chris?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm always doing good, man.
Nice.
Doing wonderful.
It's Sunday morning.
I'm sitting in the big chair.
Yeah. You are the captain today.
King of the castle.
There you go.
Right? Woo! And we got intern Ryan, who's no longer an intern today. Right. He's just Ryan.
He's just a sidekick today.
Yeah.
I'm stoked. I'm really stoked. I'm moving up in the world. Sorry, Mike, but I appreciate it.
Ryan's pumped. All right, well, you good people out there, thank you for listening to the Sports Guy Mike Show. What we're going to do today is we're going to run down, we're going to tell you our picks for today's Sunday NFL games. We're going to tell you also a little bit what happened last night. We're also going to talk to Harry Carey. Be sure and check out our Facebook page and our website, sportsguymike.com and /sportsguymike.com on Facebook. Also check out the Twitter. We got at Handful of Peter.
Yeah.
At The Benny Bash. At
Sports Kid Intern.
There you go. Thank you.
That's okay. You don't have to memorize it.
And as always, please check out Mike's page at Sports Guy Mike. We got some really good stuff on Twitter. So let's go ahead and talk about what happened last night.
What happened last night?
Well, you got drunk and told my dad I'm pregnant.
What happened
last night? Really great.
What was doing?
Well,
that's the best way.
You
can't stop thinking about what happened last night.
What's there to think? It happened. It's over. You'll never see those people again.
All right. First things first, we're going to keep it local. What happened last night as far as in-state college football? The Air Force Falcons played their rivals across the border, the Wyoming Cowboys. And Chris, you were in studio for this.
I was.
What did you think of the game?
Well, that was not a good game at all.
And for those of you folks that don't know, Air Force ended up losing last night, and they did so in grand fashion.
Yeah, 56-23.
Right.
That was, you know, and after maybe the first couple drives, after Air Force scored first, and the Cowboys came back and they scored, right after that, I was like, this might be a pretty decent game. Oh, and then, like, 2 minutes later, it just kind of blew out of proportion.
Ryan, we had picked yesterday, and mm-hmm. I said that the Cowboys were going to win by 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
But that was because of their offense and the way that they did things and the lack of Air Force's offense. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Air Force is a young team.
Very.
Incredibly young team.
Yeah.
their second string quarterback's out there right now who is showing great maturity.
Oh, yeah.
But he just doesn't have anybody to throw it to.
Well, and they have so many dropped passes. Like last week, there were like three touchdowns they could have had if they would have held on to the ball. Last night, there were a bunch of drops, too.
Right. Air Force has more drops than a statistics class.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's amazing what they do to mess this up. And it makes you feel bad for the second string quarterback who is an incredible talent. He's hit guys right in the numbers, and then it's just wah, wah.
Yeah. Well, and Aweeney has such speed, too. He had a 33-yard rushing touchdown. It was the first touchdown of the game last night. And I was like, wow, this kid can fly. Like, I had no idea how fast he was until he split those defenders and just booked it. And he ran in for that touchdown, and I was like, okay, this kid, he's for real. He can really run.
It's going to be interesting to see what they can do next year with this because of their speed. They got a huge, huge recruit from Florida, and he's not playing this year, I don't believe.
No.
No, it's 5'10", 190 pounds, and I can't think of his name to save me. And I'll go ahead and pull this up. Ryan the intern, maybe. Or Ryan the sidekick. Look at you.
Well, I think he's in the prep school this year.
Is he?
So, yeah, so he's not going to be playing this year. He'll come in into the program next year.
So if he's at the prep school, they usually hold him for 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they can do with some of this young talent that's come in recently. under Coach Calhoun.
Well, and I feel really bad for the Falcons, like for their defense, because the Cowboys run a play every 18 seconds. That is the fastest in the nation other than, like, BYU.
That's insane.
It's crazy. The speed of the game last night, they pretty much, Air Force lost by a huge margin, but had more time of possession than the Cowboys.
That's faster than Oregon, isn't it?
Yeah, I would assume so, because if it's faster in the nation, which I thought Oregon was up until right now, so.
Yeah, the Cowboys are really underrated, and they run plays super fast.
What did you think of those uniforms last night?
Which one, Air Force? Or I know you're not talking about Wyoming.
I'm talking about Wyoming.
Man, atrocious every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they came out with kind of a matte brown. Mm-hmm. It bettered it up a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Well, yeah, we talked about how atrocious those colors are last night. They're bad.
Yeah, they weren't the greatest.
I used to have to go to a thing called Wyoming Football Camp every year. And basically what it is you pay $250 to get the snot kicked out of you, and then they recruit players, you know, that they want.
Yeah.
So you get, you know, you have to pay $250 to get the crap kicked out of you for a week in Wyoming.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't know the Wyoming, they recruit more people from the Springs than like any other school. There was their punter last night who punted once, I think, maybe twice. He's from Liberty High School.
Yep.
And then there's a kid on from Wyoming from Lewis Palmer.
Yep.
I think that's awesome. That's cool to see kids from the Springs come back and play Air Force.
Well, and that's exactly how they do it. Yeah. They have this camp, right? And everybody from Colorado goes up there and just gets the snot kicked out of each other. Especially, I came from a 3A school. Mm-hmm. So you're playing Palmer,
yeah,
right? Like, I remember Bobby Purify was up there.
Yeah.
And he was playing strong safety at the time. I was playing tight end, and he lit me up like a Christmas tree.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I was second-guessing my decision to play football at that time.
Yeah, you're baseball? Man, golf, I can do that.
Golf sounds great.
Curling? Yeah, I could probably do something
like that. Yeah, curling? Yeah, man, I wish they had the high school curling.
That'd be awesome. I would have totally joined a curling team, but I'm a nerd for curling, so.
Dude, curling's awesome.
I know. It's really – they only do it like 2 or 3 in the morning during the Olympics. I'm up at those times to watch curling every single time.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what the spread is on curling.
Because I don't know. I've never bet on curling before.
I'm going to now.
I will now.
I bet on everything. Allegedly.
You got no evidence of that.
No.
Forget the quotations on that.
My favorite word. Allegedly.
Well, and I wanted to touch on the Air Force-Wyoming game. You know, with the option offense, especially Air Force's, if they get down early...
It's hard.
Yeah, it's really, really hard. And once they start putting up points, they're just and they start airing it out, they don't really practice throwing the ball as much as they do run plays.
Sure.
So, I mean, if they get down 14-0, you know it's going to get bad.
Well, you know, the idea behind the option offense is if we have the ball, you don't.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or you control it.
Right.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When you run a play every 18 seconds, you make up for lost time pretty quickly.
Yeah. Incredibly quickly. What did they have, 53 plays within the first half?
Yeah, within
like
the
that?
First half, there was like 50 plays.
Holy
50.
Cow.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question about this. Does that take into account... Are we going to see more injuries because of something like this? Because if there's more plays happening, there's going to be more injuries. It's just a lot of numbers.
Yeah, well, and there were a couple injuries last night. Lacoste got just nailed. I mean, you heard it. I was in studios with KBOR broadcasting it, and you could hear it in the booth before the guy said
that's
they're
awesome,
like, "Whoa, wow!" The whole crowd just went "Ooh!" And then you know the Wyoming head coach, he came out on the field to make sure he was okay. The trainers from them came out too, and you know it was a really scary situation.
It was an incredibly scary
situation.
Well,
you definitely get a lot more cramps and that sort of thing. Fatigue, obviously, like,
sure.
And then with fatigue comes more injuries. The more tired you are, the more sloppy you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would have to agree. There is going to be more injuries with more plays, but it's football.
You know what? I think the NCAA is going to have to look at this, and they're going to have to do something about, especially when you have a school like, let's say, I always bash on Middle Tennessee State University because I love their, like, 10-digit name.
Yeah, that is
you know?
A long name. That's
right?
Wonderful.
Yeah. I always bash on them. But, you know, what's going to end up happening is you're going to have a team like Oregon play Middle Tennessee State. And Middle Tennessee State doesn't have the athletes. They don't have the talent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're going to have a huge diversity in talent, plus you're going to have the other team have twice as many plays as you're normally used to. They're going to have to look at this and figure out a way. I know they've done some things with clock management and things like that. Mm-hmm. When it's a running clock, it's kind of like the 10-run rule when you're a little fat kid playing baseball. Like,
man, these guys are killing it.
God, I got to take a break, guys.
The losing edge.
Yeah. Something of that nature. What also happened last night was CSU played Alabama. this was an incredibly great game to watch if you're a CSU fan.
Yeah.
And CSU lost. Don't get me wrong. They lost. But if you're a real fan of this game, CSU at the end of the third quarter was losing only 17-6. Alabama didn't have a third down conversion through the third quarter.
That's great.
Isn't that amazing?
That's just awesome. You got to love a team that, you know, number one comes in and they can just hold up with them. You know, they can go stride for stride for a little bit with them.
Not only that, CSU traveled to Alabama. This was in Alabama, the number one team in the country, and they held their own.
Yeah.
They did okay.
If there was such a thing as a consolation, you know, consolation prize, that was it. Like, being able to hang with them. Like, it doesn't. Nothing much happens in-state in terms of college sports and football, but this was actually something to watch. I was impressed.
Well, and for those of you who don't know, CSU has hired the former offensive coordinator of Alabama. And so, you know, that's kind of why they got this game.
Mm-hmm.
Was, you know, Nick Saban kind of threw him a bone, you know, knowing that he's got connections with McCarron. In fact, the coach talked about, you know, how he loves those guys over there and all this business and blah, blah, blah. I think he's going to really turn around this Colorado State program. I've been bashing on Colorado State all year long. Okay? And I just want to say I apologize sincerely.
Nice.
Because they looked good last night, and they look like a program who's going to turn things around. The final score was 31-6, but that wasn't what happened.
That didn't tell the story.
No, Colorado State, they were within, I think, 11 points driving down the field, and their quarterback ended up getting just rocked and annihilated, fumbled. McCarron on the next play threw a touchdown pass, and then, tide rolled.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever, good for them. But, yeah, McCarron had 258 yards, one TD, and one interception. Yeldon had 7 carries for 49 yards.
Wow.
Possibly the best running back in the nation. Top 10 running back in the
nation. Top 10, yeah.
Yeah. You know, they were impressive.
Well, with CSU, there's nowhere to go, but that arrow is definitely pointing up now. They're going in the right direction. They got the right guy.
They're getting a new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you can see the upside to this team in the next couple of years. You can definitely see, you know, the advantages that they're going to get.
We talked about in-state recruiting. What I'd like to see a little bit from CSU, and they've never been big on this. Never. Mm-hmm. Sonny Lubick never really recruited out of Colorado. There are only, I can think of like 5 names in the back of my head from Colorado that were worth a dern that he recruited. Big California, Texas, Florida, you know, kind of those power schools. I would like to see them recruit a little bit more out of Colorado.
Well, look how well it worked for Wyoming. We just talked about how they recruit and they, you know, they used our own boys to kick our butts.
So. Exactly. Bingo. You know what else happened last night? And we were talking about this. There was a UFC fight last night. John Jones against Alexander Gustafsson. Did anybody see this?
No, I didn't even hear about it. Like,
no.
It's really weird because I love UFC, and I had no idea that Jones was fighting last night.
You know, my Twitter was actually really quiet. I normally rely on that for stuff when I'm at my day job, and I was getting really nothing on it. I heard a couple things like Go Bones Jones, but during the fight, it seemed pretty quiet.
You're a fuel engineer.
Yeah.
Your other job.
Right.
Okay. I like that. All right. Good. Well, what happened is John Jones actually outlasted Alexander Gustafsson, but a lot of people are saying that Gustafsson won this fight.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a little bit of controversy there. My argument with that is, you know, you have to beat the guy with the belt.
Right. Convincingly.
Convincingly.
To be the champion, you got to beat the champion.
Right.
Well, especially if the champion has been the champion, you know, over a certain amount of time. Like, maybe if he had just recently won the title, then it would have been easier to give Gustafsson the decision. But after a while, you have to do just a little bit more than that.
Absolutely. I agree. But I'll tell you what, this was one of the best fights I've seen in a long time.
Nice.
I mean, like, as far as two guys standing up fighting each other, this was one of the best fights I have seen in a long, long time.
Well, and it's the first one that you've seen Jones go, like, to decision or, you know, doesn't knock out or choke out a dude in the first couple rounds. So
yeah, right.
It's good to see that there's a kink in his armor that he was taken to the limit. You could have seen him losing that fight really easily.
Oh, quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the thing with UFC fights is the longer you last, the more chances are that you're going to catch a jab.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the things I don't like about UFC.
Yeah, because it could end like that, just in the snap of a finger.
Yeah,
done.
The better fighter doesn't necessarily always win.
No, it's kind of that who gets that lucky shot sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
That's one thing I don't like about UFC, but at the same time, that's what we got, so that's what I watch. When we get back to the Sports Guy Mike Show, we're going to be talking to Harry Carey. We actually have a time machine. We take back a time phone, something of that nature. I don't know what
it's,
we do.
It's going to be great.
I don't know. We take some serious smelling salts here, and we get to listen to Harry Carey. So when we get back, Harry's picks on the Sports Guy Mike Show, AM 1300 The Animal.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm the owner of Spare Change Automotive Service and Repair in Colorado Springs, Colorado. At Spare Change Automotive, we specialize in diagnostics on all makes and models, European, foreign, and domestic, including DOT inspections. We also deal with heavy trucks, diesels, anything from your basic Ford Escort to your Peterbilt. We give free estimates. We also give free 24-point inspections.
Our nationwide warranty is 24,000 miles, 24 months, coast to coast. Anything that we do, parts or labor, is covered no matter where you may go.
At Spare Change Automotive, your car is in good hands with our ASC certified technicians. There's always a master ASC certified technician on hand if anything were to come up.
Spare Change Automotive is also a proud member of the BBB, and we hold an A rating. For a free and honest estimate from Spare Change Automotive, stop by or call us at 719-634-1114. We'd be glad to see you.
American Travel International is one of the leading international travel agencies established in 1992. An experienced staff and finding innovative and unbelievably new ideas really makes a difference when it comes to catering travel needs of any kind, be it in finding flights, cruises, vacation packages, hotels, car rentals, or even religious travel. American Travel provides the type of service which we ourselves enjoy. Independent, flexible, but above all, affordable. For more information, call 719-578-0011 or visit them online at americantravelinternational.com.
Are you looking to refinance or even get a loan to buy your first home? Call Equity Lending Mortgage at 719-475-1072. Equity Lending is the home of hassle-free loans and no surprises at closing. Find VA, FHA, and conventional loans with the lowest rates around. Call 719-475-1072 and ask about how you can get your closing costs paid for. Call 719-475-1072.
Sports Guy Mike here for SignsInsideOut.com, a printing company specializing in helping individuals and companies with all of their marketing needs. They even have online tools to help their customers design different types of products, such as banners, postcards, posters, you name it, they got it. They will even wrap your car or your windows, I should know, because they did mine. Give them a call at 719-205-9424. That's SignsInsideOut.com. Tell them Sports Guy Mike sent you.
For over 25 years, Pat Bigley, a local realtor with ERA Shields, has been committed to excellence in making homebuyers' dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, upgrading to something more suitable for your family, or relocating to beautiful Colorado Springs, Pat will take you down the real estate fast lane. Take the next step and learn more by visiting patbigley.com or give her a call at 719-338-0557.
Manitou is open for business. The streets are dry and clean. Make it a Manitou weekend with AM 1300 The Animal.
Welcome back to the Sports Guy Mike Show. I'm your host today, Benny Bash, sitting in for Sports Guy Mike, who hopefully is getting over some stomach bug. I had it earlier this week. I wish him the best. That was miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and it seems to be going around, too.
It is very much going around.
So, yeah, stay at home, please. Yeah, don't bring it with you.
Yeah, because you have your other job as the fuel engineer.
My schedule is full as a fuel engineer.
Right.
It's important stuff.
And all of your ladies.
Right. All of them. My
your
mom.
Your harem.
My grandma.
We're all listening.
Yeah.
Hi, Ryan's mom.
Hi, Mom. Miss you. Thank you for telling me I was handsome this morning.
That's great.
All right. Anyway.
All right. On the Sports Guy Mike Show, which you can follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/SportsGuyMike. You can also be sure to check out our Twitter feeds. Right now we have Harry's picks. Mr. Harry Carey himself is joining the Sports Guy Mike Show. Let's hear it.
I love this.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey with your Sports Guy Mike's Picks of the Week. this week the Rams go to the Cowboys. You got to see if Tony Romo can pick it up, man. That kid, he needs to have a digger of a game. The Bills send the Jets down in a fiery blaze, sending Rex Ryan to cry on his wife's sexy feet. Andrew Luck takes the Colts to San Francisco to face the 49ers. Niners pull out the victory on this one. The Lions go to the Redskins this week. That's a horrible name, man. Lions aren't that mean, okay? We gotta maybe see if we can change that. Redskins go down, Lions win. Hi, Sports Guy Mike. I know you love the Steelers, but they should be renamed the Stinkers. They're gonna go 0-3 this week. Bears win. The Giants beat the Panthers. Cam Newton goes 0-3, extending his sophomore slump into his junior year. Hi, you can't be too upset. Sophomore year was the hardest 2 years of my life, too. The Broncos face the Raiders on Monday night. That's primetime stomping time. Peyton Manning walks all over the Oakland Raiders. Now, those are my Sports Guy Mike's picks of the week. Now, tell that intern to go get me a nice, tall, cool Budweiser. Cubs win! Cubs win!
I absolutely love it. Isn't that wonderful?
That is Those are pretty good picks this week.
Isn't that great?
That is solid gold, by the way. I love Harry Carey.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite things in SNL back...
Back in the day?
Back when I was barely moving around.
If the moon was made of cheese, would you eat it? Right? Love it. Absolutely love it. Well, what we're going to do now is we're actually going to tell you our picks. And some of the things that we have going on right now in studio, we have a fantasy football league, which is brought to you by Old Chicago. Right. Old Chicago really, really helped us out. Some of our other sponsors, be sure to give them a shout-out, too. We have, you know, Old Chicago, I already said. Fox and the Hound helps us out too. Mm-hmm. You know, we're along with them. This show is powered by Spare Change Automotive.
Right.
We couldn't do this without our sponsors.
Yeah, it's much appreciated.
Yes, incredibly appreciated. And these are people that we stand behind. We're going to be doing the show live at a couple different locations.
Right.
You know, we're going to be going to a couple of local restaurants, local bars, stuff of that nature, doing our show, the Goodfellas of Football Show, which is 6 to 8. And it follows the CBS games.
Yeah.
So be sure to check us out when we go to these different locations. We're going to let you know where we're going. We're also going to have a schedule probably on sportsguymike.com. We'll be letting you know on Facebook and on Twitter where we're at. So go ahead, come out, get some free stuff. We're going to bring you some swag. I hate that word.
Yeah, me too. And I'm from the age of swag.
So you are the age of swag.
That's my generation.
Right. So we're going to be doing that, but what we also like to do is we like to get fan interaction and things of that nature, and we like to do fan picks. So if you have a team and you're going to be, you know, rooting for this team and everything else, call us in, tell us why they're going to win, and we'll try and tell you why you're wrong.
And we'll have prizes and stuff and plenty of Sports Guy Mike lip balm to go around. So please, yeah, come out for that.
That's right. All right, so let's go through these games.
Ready when you are.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Houston and Baltimore. It's one of the early games today. Who you got?
Well, you know, normally you're used to the defensive battle with these guys, but with Houston and Baltimore this time, I think it's going to be another shootout, and I'm going to say that Houston is going to keep their momentum going and win this one out of 31-28.
Do you think so?
Yep. I think if I have to pick between the way Matt Schaub's playing and the way Flacco's playing, and between, you know, it's going to be the one defense that makes a play, and I'm going to go with Texans defense this year.
I like it. I like the pick. They had a rough week, though.
They did.
They've had a rough start. So I'm actually going to go against the grain here. Mm. And not to rip off another show's stuff, but against the grain, I'm going to go ahead and go with Baltimore.
Okay.
I don't like Baltimore, but I think they're going to beat the Texans this week. I think the Texans need something to change over there in Houston. And Baltimore's going to put it on them today.
Okay.
See, I don't know. I like that Ed Reed will probably play this game against Baltimore. I know he's been kind of thinking about this game, and he really wants to get back out there. This could be the change that the Texans need. I mean, you have a guy like Reed come on and solidify the back of that defense. I don't think Flacco's going to be able to get any balls over his head. So I got Texans.
You don't think that Flacco would be a little nervous seeing him out there on the other end?
Yeah, he's not going to throw over on that end because he knows how good Ed Reed is.
Right.
I'll tell you what, Sports Guy Mike would agree with you. He actually picked the Texans as well. So we'll see. We'll see what goes on with this game. The next game on the charter here is the New York Giants and Carolina.
The two teams that are 0-2.
Right.
Each one needs a win.
Right.
Well, you got to look for Eli to finally, you know, get it together. And I don't know what's going on with Cam. Ever since his rookie season, he's been on a downward
spiral. He
sucks. Yes.
Well, I don't like Cam Newton. Sorry.
Yes, to put it bluntly, he
sucks.
Yeah. Okay.
You can just say he sucks.
Right.
I don't like Cam Newton. Sorry.
Oh, I didn't know you didn't like him. I didn't hear that.
I do not like Cam Newton.
I missed the Superman thing. It was cool. Like
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
That's great. You're losing by 3 touchdowns.
I would
put the cape away. Mike has the Giants winning, and I do as well. I have Eli. There's no way he's going to go 0-3.
No, there's no way. I don't think a Manning in history has ever gone 0-3. I don't think the football gods had let that happen.
Well, yeah. not since Eli's rookie season.
Yeah.
That's actually what I have written down here in my show notes.
Ooh,
look at me.
Fancy over there.
Very fancy.
Very nice.
All right, so you have the Giants.
I got the Giants winning. Yep.
Yeah, I want to go with Carolina, the sexy pick, but you got to go Giants.
Overwhelmingly yeah. Giants. Even with sports guy Mike sick at home, he's still saying Giants.
Giants win.
Giants win. Giants win. Next game is Green Bay and Cincinnati. Who you got?
Green Bay in Cincy? Man, Green Bay, just because they'll put up points that Andy Dalton can't keep up with, even if it is in Cincy. I think Cincy will play well, but you have to think that Aaron Rodgers is going to outscore Andy.
Is Cincinnati the team that everybody was saying they were? This was like the sexy pick.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Cincinnati.
Yeah. I like Cincinnati.
I do
and
too.
I picked them to win that division and everything. They're not going to beat the Packers, though. There's no way.
No.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is going to put up a ton of yards and a bunch of touchdowns. Jordy Nelson, that guy can catch things 3 yards out of bounds. Let's see, and stay in bounds.
Keep
does
in
that
mind,
happen?
The Packers don't have a running back right now.
They don't need one.
Okay.
They don't need one at all.
I agree with you. I'm going Packers, and so is Sports Guy Mike. He went ahead and said Packers as well.
No sexy picks here.
No, we're going with the mainstays.
Very traditional.
St. Louis and Dallas. Who you got in the battle of the mediocre quarterbacks?
I got Dallas in this one.
Do you?
Just because he's a good quarterback. I think with Chris Givens, his new favorite target and everything, I think they're okay, but they're not. I don't think they can get over the defense over there. I just don't see Seattle stepping it up. Plus, Dallas has to step it up, too. This is a kind of a make-it-or-break-it season for them, so they definitely need a win here.
Man, honestly, you can't really go wrong either way. I'll take Dallas, maybe just because they're at home, but I would not be surprised if St. Louis beat them today. They have a nasty defense and one good hit on Romo's ribs, and we're going to see Kyle Orton today. So I guess I'll just have to go with the Cowboys, though.
Kyle Orton looks like a long-haul trucker, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's got the best neck beard in football,
dude,
I'll tell you what.
I love it.
You know, Kyle Orton does not look the part of a quarterback. I always said that was the knock on him, was because, one, at Purdue, he followed the Drew Brees era. He didn't directly follow Drew Brees, but he followed that era. Mm. Drew Brees looks like a quarterback. Even though he's got that weird mole thing, he's still a pretty guy. Like, you know, he looks the part.
Yeah.
You know, he gives to United Way and everything. Kyle Orton, no way, is going to get a United Way commercial.
And then you have the internet pictures of Kyle Orton where he's like, he loves to party.
Yeah, he does.
I would love to party with that guy.
Really?
Yeah. He looked like he'd be a good time.
I don't like partying. All right, so Sports Guy Mike has the Rams. I'm going to go ahead and agree with Sports Guy Mike. I'm picking the Rams, too. I think Tavon Austin is going to show his worth today.
Finally.
Yeah, please.
Right.
On my fantasy team, suck.
Yeah, make some fantasy owners look like smart.
Holy cow. Yeah, anyway. All right, next game up, we have Cleveland and Minnesota. Who you got?
I got Vikings.
Do you?
Think AD is running all over these guys, man. The Browns are blowing up their team.
Who does the Browns even have left on their roster? They made another trade today, didn't they?
Well, they've got interest. They're going to trade away. Well, they're fielding offers for Josh Gordon and Greg Little. They're two top receivers.
They're top receivers.
Yeah. Oh, it's just no thanks.
They picked up Willis McGahee, who has been jobless all offseason. So, and they said he's going to play in this game already. So we'll see how that goes. But either way, it's going to be a snooze fest for me. It's going to be low scoring, and I guess I'll just go with Minnesota just because of Adrian Peterson.
I think we all have Vikings on this.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if it's like 14-0. And the one touchdown is, you know, a fluke pass from Ponder, and the other one's just AD
throws
running.
It behind his back as he gets hit or something.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no.
Right?
The defense will score or something like that.
Something of that
it's
nature.
Gonna be it's going to be one of those weird scores, like, you know, 9-2.
Right.
Something bad. Anyway.
Well, Sports Guy Mike also picked the Vikings, so we're all going Vikings today. We're all going purple. When we get back, we're going to finish up our picks real quick, and we're also going to be talking about the game on Monday, Denver and Oakland. Let's do this, Sports Guy Mike Show, AM 1300 The Animal.
The Sports Guy Mike Show, the best live local weekend sports talk show in the Springs. Call or text the guys at 719-581-WHAT, 719-581-9428. Live from the AM 1300 Animal Studios, the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive, is back right now.
Welcome back to the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive. I'm your host today, Benny Bash. Sports Guy Mike is got a stomach bug, and I totally understand that because I had it. I probably gave it to him. I apologize. I really do because I was in misery. I was in absolute misery. I thought I ate some bad like seafood for like 9 days.
Wow.
And I was wrecked. I have been sick since last week, so I hope he gets well and everything of that nature. Be sure to check out Sports Guy Mike on Twitter, at Sports Guy Mike. Be sure to check me out at the Benny Bash. What's yours, Ryan?
Oh, at Sports Kid Intern. I'm still working on the name, for the record. It's not.
Is that a work in progress?
It is a work in progress, but for now it is at.
Your
Sports
whole life
Kid
is a work
intern.
In progress.
This is true.
We'll get that straightened out.
I'm an intern, so.
Not like my life is like upper echelon. Like right. This is how you should do yours. Yeah. You know,
follow my lead.
Yeah, do not follow Benny Bass.
Yeah, my problem is I've tried to learn everything from you, and
you're
look
bad.
Where that's got me.
You're bad.
You got to do like the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Be like, Benny went left. I'm going right.
Yeah. Seriously. Let's go left because that's not right.
All right. Let's not talk about my poor life choices. Let's get to these picks.
Okay. Speaking of a poor pick, Sports Guy Mike picked Tampa Bay over New England in an upset pick of the week.
Oh, that's horrible.
I totally understand why he did it, though. Tampa Bay's defense lines up really, really well against New England's rookie wide receivers.
Yeah.
Well,
fair enough. They do have Revis out there.
They got Goldson at safety. They do absolutely match up
I
well.
I can totally see why he picked this. As soon as he wrote this down for me, I was like, yeah, that's...
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense. Doesn't make enough sense for me as I'm picking Tom Brady to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
With the rumors of Josh Freeman wanting out, now, like, they're... Tampa Bay is well on its way to having maybe even the first pick in the draft and getting a new quarterback. So no, you gotta go New England. Eventually, it's gonna be another low scoring like snoozer, but I think Tom will edge it out in the end.
I'm not sold on Josh Freeman.
I'm not sold on the Buccaneers at all. I even like Revis, and I'm still not sold on this team. So I got the Patriots. Tom Brady can throw it to a dummy with arms and a hole in his chest with a net, and he'll still get touchdowns.
He'll catch it better than the Air Force receivers.
Exactly.
One of those guys will.
Ouch.
I'm just saying.
That's rough.
Yeah. Dude, I feel bad. I love me some Air Force football.
Right?
But, man, those guys got to catch the rock, dude.
Yeah, they got hands of stone out there.
Hands of something.
All right, moving on.
All right, next pick, Arizona and New Orleans.
Well, I think it's actually going to be a really high-scoring game. If anyone has an offense that could hang with New Orleans, it would be the Cardinals, but Drew Brees is eventually gonna outshine the Carson Palmer, former first overall pick. But yeah, it's gonna be the Saints, but it's gonna be 41-38.
You actually said something kind of funny. You said it's gonna be a high scoring game. The spread in Vegas for points, if you were to take the over, you have to get 57 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that one.
You're not gonna take the over?
Uh-uh.
I might. I thought about it.
I got the Saints winning this one, but I don't think it'll be that high of a score. But Drew Brees, man, that dude's a machine. Unless you got Jimmy Graham, you got Colston, you've got receivers and tight ends out there that know what they're doing. Again, you don't need a running game when your passing game is so dominant.
They're a well-oiled machine, aren't they?
Exactly, especially with Sean Payton back. Yeah, that's a machine.
Arizona's defense has not shown up this season at all.
Not like anyone was expecting, like they did last year
when
they held Tom Brady to 6 points, 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a little fantasy tip here. I was told to pick the Arizona defense as like a sleeper defense, and I did so. I got this note on my phone that said 135,000 people have just dropped the Arizona defense.
I got that same text message, yeah.
I was like, holy cow.
They were like, everyone's dropping Fred Davis. And I'm like, oh, I'll pick up Fred Davis then. I need a tight end eventually.
Yeah,
why not?
Right? Holy cow. And if you guys want fantasy tips, we do this later on in the show from 6 to 8 with our Goodfellas of Football program.
Mm-hmm.
Check out Sports Kid Ryan over here. He does fantasy tips and fantasy points.
Nice.
And we break down some of those things and some of the upcoming things. So please be sure to check out that show. Also, we break down all the games. We're going to be talking about some Oakland-Denver, and we're also going to be talking about that later on in this show as well. But let's finish up these picks here. We got San Diego and Tennessee.
I got the Chargers. You know, when they showed a lot of guts when they faced the Eagles. I didn't think that Phillip Rivers had anything left in him whatsoever. But Eddie Royal has definitely energized up that offense, and I think they can definitely take it.
I'll tell you what, both of these teams have shown guts this season.
Right?
Tennessee
showed up
against Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, granted, we were starting to figure out that Pittsburgh isn't much, but they shut down Pittsburgh really well. Like, their defense has gone leaps and bounds over what I was expecting.
So you're taking?
I'm going to take the Titans at home, actually.
Not a bad pick.
Yeah,
not a bad pick
at all.
Jake Locker, he might be saving his job. I mean, I still think they go out and they get a quarterback this season because there's going to be so many quarterbacks that come out of this next year's draft. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to agree with Chris on this one. I'm going to take the Chargers. They showed me a little bit more. Sports Guy Mike also has the Chargers in this, so Ryan's going against the grain a little bit. Next game up is Detroit and Washington.
I got the Lions. I don't see, well, and I go against history
Your
with
picks
this.
Your are all with Harry Carey. Why is that?
I don't know, because it's the ghost of Harry Carey. I can't go against that.
Oh, that's kind
of
weird.
Cubs win. I'm just saying. I gotta go with the Lions. Even though against history, they're 0-21 against the Redskins. Even dating back when they were in Boston, they're still horrible. But I think this is the one game because Washington looks atrocious.
Even my Lions Tech Mobile team loses to Washington. That's just what happens.
Yeah, I don't see Washington pulling this one out at all.
I'm actually worried for RG3 in this game. If there was any game maybe that he's gonna hurt.
Good call.
Like, how bad would it be for like the Ndamukong Suh image if he was the one to hurt RG3 again?
To knock him out.
Right.
Holy cow.
Man, that was
And I
rough.
Could absolutely see it happening with that defense, like the defensive line. And Washington's offensive line hasn't been keeping RG3 upright. He's been taking some nasty hits already. So this could be bad.
I'll tell you what, I was going to go with Washington after hearing that argument. I'm going Detroit.
Yeah.
I really am because I fear for his life now.
Yeah, that's a game that I would play Kirk Cousins. I'd be like, okay, Kirk, get out there. Enjoy, because I'm not going to toss our franchise dude out there against this defense.
Yeah, that's pretty funny right there. I like that a lot. Sports Guy Mike also took the Lions in this one, and so we're all for the Meows, the Lions. All right, let's see. Who do we got here? Buffalo and the New York Jets.
This is such an uninteresting game.
Really?
Yeah.
See, for me, this is an interesting game.
I don't really like this game. You got two rookie quarterbacks.
That's what makes it interesting to me, to be honest. That's exactly what makes it. Geno Smith versus EJ Manuel. Like, the two guys sitting in the room, EJ is sitting in the draft room, and EJ Manuel's the one who gets picked by surprise, and Geno, you know, sulks his way back waiting for the second and third round.
Yeah, I'm going EJ Manuel and the Bills, so Sports Guy Mike.
Yeah,
so.
I got the Bills there, too.
Yeah, I'll take the Bills as well.
All right. Next game up is Indianapolis and San Francisco. Very, very intriguing game.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick, you got the new running back over there in Indy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm excited. I'm really, really stoked to see what Trent is going to do as an Indianapolis Colt.
Talking about Trent Richardson, who came over from Cleveland.
Yep, just recently in the blockbuster trade of the season so far, and just for one first-round pick. So, I don't know. I feel like Indy got a steal here, and I'm excited to see first test against San Francisco defense.
Yep.
I don't know. I have the 49ers because with Trent Richardson coming in, I love that. They're stacking up that Indy team to make a pretty decent run out there. Now they have a running game, but you're only 4 days into it. This
Give
is like his
time.
Fourth day. Yeah. So I'm not going to expect a whole – I'm expecting a lot of blocking from Trent Richardson, you know, against the blitz and everything. But I don't see Luck really throwing against this team. They're going to just open the doors and come at him.
Well,
my
fantasy team is hoping that you're wrong because I had no choice but to keep Richardson.
Right.
There's no other running backs left out there.
You know what, though? What a great opportunity for fantasy owners there who had Trent Richardson. They're all thanking somebody.
He might not do well this week against a stingy defense like this, but think about it next week, the week after. Don't they face Jacksonville at some point? Come on. He's going to run for 200 yards
Twice.
All over that team. Yeah.
You know what, by the way, if you would have told me that Andrew Luck and Trent Richardson were going to end up on the same team, I'd say to, you know, turn off the Madden.
Right.
Yeah. That's You're
it.
Just crazy.
Sports Guy Mike also took the 49ers, and I'm going to go with the 49ers as well. Real quick, Jacksonville, speaking of, and Seattle.
Holy cow.
Are we all taking Seattle and move on?
Yeah, let's just Seattle going.
Sports Guy Mike also took Seattle. Let's move on. Chicago and Pittsburgh. Sports Guy Mike's Pittsburgh Steelers, who, guess what, he took in this game.
No
weird.
Weird.
I
Isn't
didn't
that
see
crazy?
That one coming.
Yeah, all right.
Who would have expected?
I got Bears.
Bears, for sure.
Jay Cutler's going to show up big in this game, too.
Yeah, and I don't think I love Polamalu, but I don't think that defense for Pittsburgh is really anything you could be afraid of.
Really?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's got a pretty good defense. I just think they're on the field too much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They just get too tired. You know, they get winded by halftime, and then the rest of the game, they're like, oh, we've got to go play more. Oh,
crap. And Chicago's not the kind of defense that you want to start to get your running game going on. So
that's right.
It's not going to happen this week.
And one last game, Atlanta and Miami.
Atlanta. I got Atlanta because Matt Ryan puts up some points.
Yes, he does.
And I don't know. I like the Dolphins' defense, but Matt Ryan, man, he can do a lot on
Matty
that
Ice,
offense.
Who Matt Pauly, by the way, said was the most overrated quarterback in the NFL.
I could see that, too, though. He hasn't gotten any wins in the playoffs yet, or he's like one. But that's it.
He was a yard away from going to the Super Bowl, man.
That's still a yard away from going to the Super Bowl. You're not there. Your name's not in big lights.
I like it. I like it. Second place, the first loser, according
exactly.
to Chris Richardson.
I've actually been a big Tannehill fan this year.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to pick Miami.
You even like Tannehill's wife?
Who
doesn't?
Who does not? Anyway, but no, I'm actually going to go with Miami on this one. After Atlanta's kind of had a slow start so far, and Julio Jones is injured and Roddy White's injured, they're still going to put up points, don't get me wrong, and they're going to do fine.
I think
it'll be just enough. I probably am crazy.
I think you're crazy, and Sports Guy Mike does too, with going with the Falcons. When we get back from break, we're going to be talking some local sports. We're going to be talking some Oakland and Denver.
Yes.
The rivalry Monday night. It's going to happen right here on the Sports Guy Mike Show, AM 1300, The Animal.
My name is Tyler. I'm 15 years old. I was 11 years old when I found out that I had cancer. I was afraid that I was going to lose my leg.
For Tyler, a bone transplant meant the chance to live a normal life.
If I hadn't had the transplant, I would probably have a prosthesis. But the transplant let me be a normal kid again.
You have the power to donate life. Be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. To find out how, go today to donatelife.net.
For over 25 years, Pat Bigley, a local realtor with ERA Shields, has been committed to excellence in making homebuyers' dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, upgrading to something more suitable for your family, or relocating to beautiful Colorado Springs, Pat will take you down the real estate fast lane. Take the next step and learn more by visiting patbigley.com or give her a call at 719-338-0557.
American Travel International is one of the leading international travel agencies established in 1992. An experienced staff and finding innovative and unbelievably new ideas really makes a difference when it comes to catering travel needs of any kind, be it in finding flights, cruises, vacation packages, hotels, car rentals, or even religious travel. American Travel provides the type of service which we ourselves enjoy. Independent, flexible, but above all, affordable. For more information, call 719-578-0011 or visit them online at americantravelinternational.com.
Sports Guy Mike here for SignsInsideOut.com, a printing company specializing in helping individuals and companies with all of their marketing needs. They even have online tools to help their customers design different types of products, such as banners, postcards, posters, you name it, they got it. They will even wrap your car or your windows, I should know, because they did mine. Give them a call at 719-205-9424. That's SignsInsideOut.com. Tell them Sports Guy Mike sent.
Are you looking to refinance or even get a loan to buy your first home? Call Equity Lending Mortgage at 719-475-1072. Equity Lending is the home of hassle-free loans and no surprises at closing. Find VA, FHA, and conventional loans with the lowest rates around. Call 719-475-1072 and ask about how you can get your closing costs paid for. Call 719-475-1072.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm the owner of Spare Change Automotive Service and Repair in Colorado Springs, Colorado. At Spare Change Automotive, we specialize in diagnostics on all makes and models, European, foreign, and domestic, including DOT inspections. We also deal with heavy trucks, diesels, anything from your basic Ford Escort to your Peterbilt. We give free estimates. We also give free 24-point inspections.
Our nationwide warranty is 24,000 miles, 24 months, coast to coast. Anything that we do, parts or labor, is covered no matter where you may go.
At Spare Change Automotive, your car is in good hands with our ASC certified technicians. There's always a master ASC certified technician on hand if anything were to come up.
Spare Change Automotive is also a proud member of the BBB, and we hold an A rating. For a free and honest estimate from Spare Change Automotive, stop by or call us at 719-634-1114. We'd be glad to see you.
Back at 7, Rome at 10, then at 3, your call with MC Sports. Weekdays, AM 1300, The Animal.
Welcome back to the Sports Guy Mike Show, powered by Spare Change Automotive. Ryan, you wanted to do this? You wanted to do the, you could have been anywhere with us?
But you're, well, so we thank you?
You screwed
I
that
screwed
up.
That up, man.
Oh, man.
I don't think you did, you didn't set me up very well on that one either,
right,
for the record.
Well, we just want to thank our listeners. Thank you for listening to Sports Guy Mike Show. You could have been anywhere, but instead now you're with us. And for that,
we thank you.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, money.
That was a good setup.
All right. One person who's not with us is Sports Guy Mike. Sports Guy Mike is out as you're listening to the Benny Bash.
Get well
here with Chris Richardson.
Get well soon, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, get well soon, and good luck with that, because I had that, and ugh, nasty stuff. What's on the slate for Monday Night Football?
Awesomeness is what's slated.
Yeah?
It's awesome.
It is awesome,
isn't
it? Can't
wait for the Broncos and the Raiders.
I cannot wait for me some Broncos and Raiders.
It's going to be
in Mile High Monday Night Football. Can't get any better than that. Especially when the Raiders suck.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I'm sure they're glad that I'm not going. Every Bronco Raider game I've gone in the past couple of years, we've lost, which obviously hasn't been too recently. But the ones before that, like, I was there for Jamarcus Russell's only game-winning drive.
Really?
I was there for that.
Stay away from the stadium.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, I'm the key. You lock me out for Broncos Raiders game.
Well, and Chris has the curse of the jersey.
Yeah, every time I get a jersey for a player, that player is either hurt or traded at some point.
Right.
And that happens with Von Miller because I got his jersey at the end of last season.
Oh, wow.
And now he's suspended this season. No, Sean Moreno was the one before that. Craig Anderson going back to the Abs. Yeah, I'm cursed.
Speaking of Von Miller, Ryan, you brought up something really, really interesting about Von Miller. Tell us what's going on with the story.
Well, you know what's funny? When the story surfaced, we were all wondering what it was about. They all said substances and that sort of thing. And then it jumped from two games to six games out of nowhere. So everyone was kind of shocked. Like, what, you know, he hasn't had a test before. He hasn't had any problems up to this point, at least as a Bronco. We know he had some in college. He had that one thing. And I want to say maybe his rookie year, but nothing so bad where it would be six games. But anyway, so there's this article that came out, and it talks about that he tried to cheat the urinary test.
And if you're wondering, if you've been living under a rock, Von Miller got suspended at the beginning of this season for six games. He was assuming it was going to be two games or no games, and the suspension was for a substance abuse violation, the NFL's second substance abuse violation, which usually brings with it five games, six games, something of that nature. Von Miller thought he was going to beat this, and tell us why he thought he was going to beat this, Ryan.
Well, yeah, him and his lawyers were, you know, they're ready to go at this pretty hard, and were, like you said, they were going to try and get it down to zero games. But once they found out that he'd actually tried to conspire with one of the NFL's lead testers. The urinary testers.
So basically, he was slipping a fiver to the guy that was taking his pee. That's what you're getting at.
Well, I guess the NFL guy who does the testing lives in Miami, and that's where Vaughn does his off-season training.
Okay.
So at some point, they'd hooked up, devised a plan to use somebody else's, switch his urine with somebody else's, and that would just fly. And it almost worked, apparently. He almost got away with it, which makes me wonder how many other players do this,
right,
and just get away with this.
There you go. Yeah.
If he's smoking weed all the time, how did he not get it?
Exactly.
He never got busted for it, and he announced all the time, yeah, dude, I just want to get high.
Yeah, he's like, after the season, I'm headed to Jamaica.
No, well, man. Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he got busted because there was another tester who, a third party, who didn't get paid, and noticed that when he got the test, when they analyzed Von Miller's test, that he wasn't even in the same city at the time when they analyzed the test. So I'm not sure exactly how he found out that Von Miller wasn't there, or if Von obviously wasn't covering his tracks very well. But yeah, so once he realized he wasn't there,
sounds like he hired the wrong tester.
Yeah,
or didn't pay enough.
He should have paid the second tester too.
Exactly.
Yeah, he should. I would might not pay everybody.
Here's a 10. Split the fives,
six,
guys.
Six games is a lot. Six games is a lot of money. So, so he was busted, which now all makes sense, now that he's suspended for six games, and he was even worried about being a whole season.
He's lucky he's not suspended for more.
Yeah, I would have.
And I'll be surprised when this story breaks, because I think we just broke it on the Sports Guy Mike show.
I think so. Yeah,
I think we did.
Think that story came out this morning.
Yes, it did. It came out just now. We don't break news. We
make it.
Wait, what? Wait, no.
I don't
sprain
it. My hands. I don't know.
So it all makes sense.
This is coercion. This is bribery.
Yeah.
There's a lot into this.
There's a lot into this.
Yeah, than just smoking pot.
He's very lucky. I wouldn't have been surprised if they would have suspended him for the
whole year.
I'm
going to rip off another thing from Dan Patrick. Ready? The cover-up is always worse than the crime itself.
Yep.
The cover-up is always worse than the crime. Von Miller's smoking a little bit of herb. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 gets busted for it. He's trying to cover it up by paying people, by bribing people, by coercing, doing whatever he did, giving them a Cadillac. I don't know what he gave this guy. Maybe a Callaway driver. Uh-huh. I'm not sure what he did. But so that's going to end up being way worse. He's going to get suspended for a whole season. And that's my guess right now.
You know what's a funny part of this? Is they're talking about now they're going to have to start changing the policy in general, how they administer these tests. So you know all his buddies that were getting away with it up to this point?
Are like, dude.
Yeah, right.
You totally screwed this up for everybody.
Yeah, thanks for ruining it, man.
Yeah, you think they do like the Full Metal Jacket thing and beat him with like the pillowcases full of soap?
I don't know about that, but I will ask you this. With Von Miller's, with this recent thing, how prevalent do you think smoking marijuana is within the NFL?
Very.
Like, what's very? Give me a percent.
I'm gonna say 50? more than half.
50%?
Yeah, I'm gonna say more than 50%.
I don't know if I'd take that though. I think a lot of the guys, I was listening to Chris Carter this morning, and he was talking about how he's like, you know what? You gotta make that decision because it was this weekend, like 22 years ago, he quit drinking for his sports career. I think there's a lot of guys in the league that are like that are going, okay, I like to smoke pot, but I can't because I am a professional athlete and I need to stay in shape and stuff like that. Pot does not get you in shape.
Well,
sorry.
Well, if you're getting away with it up to this point, I mean, nothing's going to make you stop unless...
If you're part of the good old boys club.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Which now that might change. So all those guys are not happy with Vaughn right now.
Right. Well, we're almost up against it. Let's go ahead and get our picks for Denver and Oakland. Who you got, Chris?
I got the Broncos. I got the Broncos by like 14 or 21.
How do you think Terrell Pryor's going to do in this, though?
Not well.
Really?
Yeah. They're up a mile high. Come on. He's going to be out of breath by the end of the first drive.
Ryan?
He'll run the ball well like he's done up to this point, but that's pretty much it. I got the Broncos by over 2 touchdowns.
I'll tell you what. I have Denver, and I have Denver by not 2 touchdowns. I have Denver by 13.
Nice.
I think Denver's going to have a little bit harder of a time, but this Oakland team's going to be a little tougher than what we've seen in the past. We're going to touch on this again on the Goodfellas of Football tonight from 6 to 8. You're listening to the Sports Guy Mike Show right here on AM 1300 The Animal. We're out of here. See ya.